Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I wasn't scheduled to do a show. It wasn't on my to-do list, but I was flipping through some notes and I thought, I need to share this and I want to share it now. So we're always talking about belief. You know, I'm talking about faith. And I came across a note that I wrote from my research that said, belief is a skill set. So it's the actual note was belief is a skill. But I want you to play with belief as a skill set. So if you think of a skill set, let me Google the definition of skill set for you. Because there's an aha here brewing that I think will be really beneficial. A person's range of skills or ability. That's skill set. Your range of skills and ability. So if we think of belief as being a skill set, a skill that is developed, think about any skill that you develop. The first thing we learned to do when we were kids was how to write, how to count, how to recite the alphabet. And what did we do? It was repetition. We didn't just have one lesson on alphabet and be like, okay, you should be able to write beautiful sentences now, kids. No. We did it over and over and over again. So when it comes to believing in your dreams, believing in your goals, because we know we need belief. We can't do any of these miraculous things if we don't believe that it's possible for us. I want you to think of yourself as being in kindergarten again, learning how to count, learning how to write the letters, learning how to recite the alphabet, the repetition of that. So I would encourage you, write down, I'll give you a setup and you can play with it. I am willing to believe in, and then follow that up with whatever you're working on. And recite that to yourself over and over and over again. I'm willing to believe that I can make X number of dollars. I'm willing to believe that I can release this amount of weight. I'm willing to believe that I can attract this type of partner and enter into this type of relationship. I'm willing to believe that I can earn more than enough money to buy my dream car. I'm willing to believe that I can travel the world safely, travel safely. COVID is still real. I'm willing to believe that. And just start making it a practice. And then another little piece, and I came across a teacher. It might still be open on my computer, and I'll quote her too. NatalieBacon.com, and she had a blog article on how she taught herself to believe. I thought it was so cool, how to actually change your beliefs and believe something new. And one of the things that she says, it's very much along the lines of acting as if, but what she does is, let's see, it's a cool, how'd she phrase it? Live in your after model beliefs. Live in your after model beliefs. So for her, she was talking, she quit drinking. So she's like, I'm now someone who doesn't drink. Even before she had quit drinking, she started reciting to herself, I'm now someone who doesn't drink. She was a snacker. She started reciting to herself even before she stopped snacking, I am not a snacker. Even before she was an entrepreneur, she started reciting to herself, I make $40,000 a month, right? I weigh 125 pounds. So live in your after model beliefs. So if you start telling yourself who you are, right? If you start saying, oh, I'm a self-made multimillionaire. I'm a self-made multimillionaire. Can you tell that's one of mine? Which I only recently finally came to terms with, because I was like, oh, that is what I want to be, isn't it, God? Yeah, don't deny yourself who you truly want to be, and then start backing it with fucking belief, and that's through repetition. It's a skill just like anything else. And then here's the next layer here. You have to retrain and reprogram your mind. Essentially, you have to teach yourself that if you don't experience immediate evidence of your manifestation, it does not mean it's not in the process of manifesting. You must trust and hold faith. We don't have any control over how and when. You hear me say that a gazillion times to you. So our power, our ability, what we do have control over, how it all works, you know, our energy. But it's also holding and reprogramming and teaching yourself that just because you don't see immediate results, it doesn't mean it's not working. I want you to start holding the belief that it's all piling up. It's all piling up. And just be so busy at working at your desire that you don't have a lot of room to doubt, worry, fear, hesitate. Just go, go, go. Soulfully, from within, trust your divine inspiration, take action accordingly, but know it is meant to be yours, and the results show up at the divine perfect time and in the divine perfect way. And you have no control over that, so don't even get caught up in it. I think what I see when I'm coaching people is that if they don't see a result right away, then they think, oh, it's not meant for me, or oh, it's not working, or oh, I'm doing it wrong. But just stop that whole conversation and just be rooted in the pureness of I'm moving towards this thing that I really, 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 really want. And don't think about anything else. Like I've been saying to you guys in podcasts, you don't have to be that smart to manifest. And I think really smart people, which I attract, you know, because I consider myself a really smart person. We can use our fucking smarts against ourselves when it comes to the manifestation process. We think too much about it. Just do what you know you need to do. Hold the belief that it's going to happen and let go of, oh, I need to see an A on my paper to prove that I'm showing up in life. God, give me some type of A. So where's my report card? God's not going to give us a report card. Or my spirit guides are jumping in. They're saying your feelings are the report card. So if you're feeling good, you're getting an A. If you're feeling bad, you're not getting an A. And you can't fake feeling good, right? You have to genuinely work through whatever's causing you to feel bad to get to feeling good, right? So in that regard, you're seeking the light. So yeah, we have, like, I woke up this morning, had a great Sunday, really beautiful Sunday. And I wake up, it's Monday, and I'm just like kind of pissy. Well, I made the mistake of reading an email I didn't need to read, and it was kind of bullshit. And then I responded back, and then I thought about it. Like, there was no reason for me to think about it. I'd had a beautiful Sunday, this little blimp of a thing. So then, of course, I wake up thinking about it, and I was like, girl. And I was pissy in general. Just, it's Monday, and I have to do this really hard thing, and I get very pissy when I have to do really hard things. Because at this point in my life, I do really hard things, but when there's something that's outside of what I deem is appropriately hard, then I get really pissy about it. And it's not that it's even hard. It's the work, the actual doing of it is probably very, very easy. It's just that I am telling myself such stories about it. That's what's making it hard. So when I say to you, you have to do the really hard things, it means you have to rise above that part of yourself that doesn't want to do what it needs to do. And so that can be really hard. So yeah, I woke up all pissy, and then I was like, girl, get up, make the tea, sit and like look at things. It's the beginning of a new month. And so as I was making note of things and setting my intentions for the month, or I call them goals, and I was looking at the goals for the month and looking forward and looking at the rest of the year and how it's all working, I realized, oh shit, this is the month where I've got to do a lot of stuff. Because if I don't, then the result I want later in the year isn't going to happen. And that's just logistically being the way the book business works. And so I was like, okay. And I think that was probably a little bit about why I was pissy. I was like, all right, now I got to turn it up. And then I'm like, what are you getting upset about? It's like, this is your life. This is what you felt called to do. This is who you want to be. This is the dream. So you know what I do? You show the fuck up and you shut up in your mind and just do what you need to do. Love yourself through the process. Have fun. It's not a stomp, stomp, stop. Remember, it's a skip, 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 and enjoy the journey to the very best of your ability, even as you're doing the really hard things. So again, the purpose of this podcast was to say to you, you have to retrain and reprogram your brain and teach yourself that if you don't see immediate results, your goal, it doesn't mean your goal is not manifesting into form. Trust the process, hold faith in the process, keep doing your part. And my spirit guides gave you guys some beautiful wisdom that I will listen back to this and write it down, that if you are one of those really smart people that need proof that you need your A on the paper, on the report cards, and spirit doesn't give us report cards, your feelings are your report card. And so if you're feeling good, you're getting an A. And if you're feeling bad, you're not getting an A. Notice I didn't say you're getting an F. It just says you're not getting an A. And all you have to do is look at those feelings and clear them out to the very best of your ability and shift some things around. That's the work that I help people do. And get yourself back to feeling good. You can't fake it. You can't pretend like you're not feeling bad. That's terrible. Like, energetically, it's the grossest thing ever. Please do not do that. Oh, I need to be positive right now. If you don't feel positive, feel your feelings. Like, that's just being human. You can't lie to the universe. That's why it's so gross, because it's a lie, right? Well, I gotta feel happy right now, even though I don't, so I can manifest. No, come on. Come on, y'all. We mature spiritual people. We have all the tools and the resources to look at our low vibrational states. They're not bad. It's just a part of the human condition, but it's our job to look at them. That's all a part of the spiritual journey. And then you shift out of it and move into higher states. Yeah. If you're ready to shift your consciousness, if you're ready to transform the way you see your world so that you are creating more of what you want, if you want to learn a system that works for you so that when you are in low vibrational states, you can go to that system and clear it and move through it with ease, then I would love to support you in developing that. I have a wealth, like, it's ridiculous how much healing knowledge I have. I've done a gazillion healing exercises, and spirit just gives them to me when I'm speaking to you. So yeah, you don't have to do this journey alone. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. And if you're a client that regularly listens to this show and you've worked with me before, I will design you a custom package as well. So there's that option for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.